First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Kim Chance reminds us of an ongoing ocean issue.
In 1978, Save Our Shores formed to prevent the specter of offshore drilling from destroying our coast. We won. But today a new specter threatens the Pacific: marine debris. Trash flowing into the ocean has gotten so numerous that a section of the ocean twice the size of Texas, known as the Pacific Gyre, has become a collection of trash particles floating in the top 4 feet of water in the middle of the ocean. 80% of this marine debris comes from land, especially beaches. Most marine debris is plastic because, unlike paper or wood, plastics do not biodegrade. They may break apart into very small particles, but they never go away. Millions of minute plastic particles have converted some areas of the Pacific into an ugly soup of floating marine debris. Seabirds and marine life are mistaking these minute particles for food, causing mass death. Although plastic products benefit our lives in the medical industry and in other ways, it is imperative that we eliminate the flood of single-use disposable consumer plastics. Yes, it will be a long road to solving this problem, but let's do what we can before the surf off our shores becomes that noxious plastic soup currently floating in the mid-Pacific.
Kim Chance is a longtime Santa Cruz resident. This piece was originally produced by Guy Lanier. If you have an opinion you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.